right? And then make excuse. Well, you know, I have liberty. Maybe you do. But maybe your liberty is an occasion for the flesh. That's also a possibility that's been... That what is what you might be doing. Careful. That's why I don't like to heap any sort of accomplishments on myself. The things that he has done, it is, you know, I have to give him the praise, right? The things he's delivered me from, the righteousness he's put in me, you don't want to minimize that. But at the same time, you know, I know that the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ involves things beyond just, I don't drink anymore, I don't do drugs anymore, you know, I stopped using foul language, or, you know, I don't look at women as objects and so on and so forth. It's more than that. It really is. So, verse 25, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. That is so hard. Really. Not the putting away lying so much, but speaking the truth every man with his neighbor can be very difficult. You know why? Because people want to make things easy on other people. Meaning, sometimes the truth is something that's sort of, you know, the person's going to be made uncomfortable by it. And you think, well, you know, I don't want to say that. It'll make them uncomfortable. They might not like me. Right? But you know what? The thing is, in the Old Testament, I quote this verse frequently. It's part of the law, but it's true. Remember, the law is true. Okay? And when we have the righteousness we seek is not by the law, it's by faith. But when we obtain that righteousness, the law becomes a witness to the righteousness of God which is in us. Now, one of the laws that Jesus said was, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Right? There are certain laws to do with neighbors that are instructive about what the way God looks at love. Because love is not always the way we think it is. Sometimes we think, well, I'm going to love this person by making them feel good. You know? But really what we're being is selfish. We want them to like us. We don't want to rock the boat. We don't want them to dislike us. So we don't say the hard things that could cause people to look at us and say, you're a jerk, or you know, why do you, you know, or just, you know what I mean, or it's socially unacceptable. Think about this scripture. Leviticus 19:17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Now think about that. God says, if I see my neighbor sinning and I don't rebuke the guy, I hate him, okay? And he's saying, thou shalt not hate. See, that's a commandment. Thou shalt not hate. How do you do that when you actually feel like you hate someone? See, it can't be done. You could say, okay, well, I'm going to obey the law. I'm not going to hate him, you know? But when you feel hatred, how do you stop that feeling? How do you just, in heart, stop hating? There is a degree which man can do these things by the law. Like, well, I can do it, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? You are doing it. And it is not by faith. It's by a law. And yeah, man can accomplish, you know, up to a certain, you know, to a certain degree, there is a righteousness which man can obtain by the law. But God looks at it and he says, it's filthy. Because he wants, what? Remember verse 13 of this chapter? So we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. That perfection is the goal of Christianity, not excellence. You know, excellence is like what you can do by the law. You can become pretty excellent. You know, 98%. It's excellent. I remember in school, you know, you get a good grade and the teacher writes, excellent. You know, you got 49 out of 50 right. May I understand, God has not ordained that his sons should be 49 out of 50. God has ordained that the sons whom inherit eternal life are going to be 50 out of 50. Sons, including male and female. Okay. God understands these terms in the spirit. Now, don't get caught up in the, you know, the sexual awareness of the times. And by, you know what I mean? By like, oh, you know, women and men. And there's got to be women in heaven too, right? It's like, no, it's not about... I'll tell you what. There are no females. And as we know them, you know, men are not male like they are in the earth. All the wickedness of, you know, people that, what do you think, we're going to all be wicked men up there? There are elements of being a male, which I believe, as is my personal opinion, are incompatible with eternal life. Just like the breasts of a woman. You know, it's like, what is that for? Who's she going to suckle? They're not giving in marriage, nor any of that. So whatever, you know, these things, you know, are... You know, they're really beyond issues that need to be thought about. I don't really think about it much myself. But I guess it just comes in there because I think of... I know people, women who have said to me, what, no women? And it's like, well, you know, think of it. You are a son of God, okay? And I guess maybe that would be hard for women to lay a hold of. Like, I'm a son, you know? And... But the Spirit, you can lay hold of it, okay? He will give you understanding and knowledge in this, so that it is no strange thing to you. So speak the truth with your neighbor. That is, you know, again, like I said, try to do that by commandment. And plus, it's like, you know what, sometimes, there are times when you speak, you obviously don't want to lie, right? But by the Spirit, maybe you don't give necessarily all information all the time. You know what I mean? It's like, now you don't hate your neighbor in your heart, but you know, you're like, consider this, that God, it says that if, where we read in 1 Corinthians, I believe that was in the study from before, but it's in 1 Corinthians, it says how he hath hid wisdom. And we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.